Now, from the KSRM studios on Key Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
There haven't been any performances at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts in quite some time, but President Cody Costello has told Alaska's news source that the theater has been busy on a number of projects all the same. The latest, once the equipment arrives, could change the way performances are seen from here on out, or at least where they're seen from. With help from a roughly $66,000 grant from ConocoPhillips, the center will soon be able to live stream all of their performances. Costello said this project is going to do wonders for accessibility, both while the pandemic continues and afterward. Once installed, anyone with enough internet access will be able to purchase a streamed performance ticket. This goes for potential viewers throughout the state of Alaska and potentially farther. The center is not too sure how long it'll be before the systems are up and running, but they're already starting to brainstorm how they're going to utilize it. The city of Soldotna has partnered with the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank to begin providing weekly food boxes for distribution to area households who may be struggling to secure basic household needs during the COVID-19 public health emergency. Food box availability began on October 5th at three pickup locations in Soldotna. The boxes are set to be provided free of charge to any household in need. The food box distribution program was one of the key pillars to Phase 2 of Soldotna's CARES program, utilizing federal CARES money for the greater good of Soldotna residents and businesses. Distribution will take place three times during the week, but the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank noted on social media that more people can benefit if those in need choose only one pickup location per week. Mondays, boxes will be offered from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. at Christ Lutheran Church. On Wednesdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., they'll be at the Soldotna Food Pantry at Soldotna United Methodist Church. And on Thursdays from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., boxes will be available at Hospice of the Central Peninsula. Also included in Phase 2 is an aid program for households that could offer up to $1,500 in a grant for qualifying Soldotna households. There are also programs for small businesses to utilize in Soldotna if they were impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. To apply for any of the aforementioned programs, visit our website, radiokenai.com. We've got a link. At his first birthday party, Boone Branson's parents surprised their guests with a special announcement, according to KTVF. Branson had been selected as the recipient of a $25,000 scholarship from Alaska 529, an education savings plan. Boone's mother, Megan Branson, said, "We had a few guests. They were close friends and family that live here locally. None of them knew about the drawing either, and we kept it a secret until the ceremony, and they were all super surprised." Branson was chosen out of all permanent fund dividend applicants who checked a box on their applications designating at least 50% of their dividend to an Alaska 529 plan. According to Branson, she did not know there would be a drawing. She said, "That wasn't my motivation for checking the box. We were saving all this PFD money anyway for college and a savings account." This scholarship giveaway has been offered annually for the last 11 years. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.